Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our site is free. You may experience the show live through it, download archives, get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in a variety of different ways. We give it all away. freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we are discussing, to start the show out tonight, I think that there's some international news that sounds pretty important. And you guys have the story. I was completely in the dark about this. Honestly, I haven't had a chance to look at the news. I've been preparing all day for the Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree movie premiere, which is happening.
Very excited about
that. Are you coming?
Of course I'm
coming.
Great. Yeah.
It's happening on Saturday morning, and there's much to be done. I'm setting up microphones and stuff like that, because we're doing like a Q&A session afterwards. So I apologize. Apparently, I didn't know that there's a war starting. What is going on?
Well, demonstrators have attacked the U.S. embassies in Yemen and Egypt.
And Libya, too, right? Is it a Benghazi?
There's, well, this particular article that I'm focusing on now mentions Yemen and Egypt.
Okay.
And there was an altercation at in Libya, and that had to that involved the murder of four Americans, including the ambassador to the United States.
It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah. So, in any case, the demonstrators have attacked the embassies, protesting the film that they consider to be blasphemous to Islam. And the U.S. response was to send warships to Libya and Marines.
Oh, my.
Now, something that I find interesting, we can get into details about that, the whole story, but what I found funny was that this trailer for the movie was released in July.
And it's been around for a while, okay.
Right, and there was a little bit of a scuffle, or not a physical altercation, but just...
kerfuffle?
Yes, a kerfuffle.
All right.
And... but not much until two months later.
I hadn't heard of it until today.
Right. Now, what is
what's
on the
movie
news?
Called? Does anyone know?
Innocence, I think, is what it's called. Innocence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what we see in that's going on today and yesterday, if you happen to go to something like Bloomberg.com and look up, just see all the headlines. Every single headline is from a fundamentals perspective for trading. All indicators indicate that we should be, batting down the hatches and pulling out the mattresses now. Because
QE3?
Yes,
okay.
That and the jobless rates and the new home starts. It is just bad news, bad news, bad news, bad news all the way around.
Well,
ironically, though, S&P in the markets up. It's to the high. S&P is at the highest it's been since 2007.
Hmm. Well, I listen generally to NPR on the way into the show, and that's that. Kai Rizdal and whatever the market show that they do. I can't remember what it is. But they were just as pleased as punch that the Federal Reserve was going to be buying up, distressed mortgage securities. Mortgage-backed securities. I mean, they were just pleased. So the QE3 apparently is good for Wall Street and not so great for the economy is the way I see it.
Okay, so can we talk about the QE3 thing separately from this whole going-to-war situation? Because it seems like a lot at once, two big topics. I think that, this news about the folks protesting this movie. The movie, by the way, is called Innocence of Muslims.
Innocence of Muslims, thank you.
And there's a story over at the Washington Post that says it portrays him as a philanderer and child abuser. Now, philanderer is like somebody who's... What, cheating on his wife or sleeping with multiple women?
I think you could be a single philanderer. It's just a womanizer.
I see. Yeah, okay, so here's the definition. To make love with a woman one cannot or will not marry.
Okay.
To carry on flirtations. And so this is what folks are upset about. This is why they've attacked the embassy. Is this the first critical movie around
I think South Park
Muhammad?
Had Muhammad on it.
This is strange.
Right.
So, now, you said this is like some kind of a false flag, Michelle.
Well, that's what,
opinion?
I mean, I don't, false flag, I always associate that term with like Alex Jones and,
conspiracy theories.
Yeah, exactly. I just find it very interesting.
It's not like they don't exist. I mean, certainly they have existed in history.
Absolutely, yeah.
So the timing of it all is rather serendipitous, you know, and coincidental, considering the last 2 days has been, you know, constant bad news on the economic front. And so now what has the response been by the two, by Obama and Romney, who are in competition for the highest office in the land, in the country, in the world? They've shifted. They're now talking about foreign policy. They're gonna shelf the discussions of the economy.
So
sure,
now,
and this allows them to both warmonger.
If these two things are related,
to prove how big a warmonger they are.
Yes.
If these two things are related, and I would, I'm skeptical that they are. What is? You know, how does the Ben Bernanke whip up people? You know, a crowd of people in three different countries to get all upset about a movie that the trailer was released a couple of months ago. How does he do that?
I think that it's I wouldn't say it's Ben Bernanke that
he's the one who's doing QE3.
I'm sorry, what does the QE3 have to do with this movie?
You asked about false flags sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so he was
I'm not making the connection here.
Yeah. So I'm simply saying that I just find it really too coincidental. And
are you suggesting? No, okay. So
do I think the U.S. is behind the protest? Yeah, I do.
Okay, so how many people are involved here? Like, I'm looking at some photos or a photo here, and there's a good, you know, in this one photo, which does definitely not show the scope of this protest, there are several people out there. I mean, a lot of people, maybe at least a couple dozen in just this one photo alone, climbing on a fence outside of the U.S. diplomatic compound in either Egypt or Libya. It's not made clear which location this is, but there's a fair amount of people involved. Are you suggesting that everyone's involved, like everyone's in on the secret, or that somebody is orchestrating this from a top level and has the influence to just be able to call out a crowd of folks without them really knowing why, or just whip them up?
I think that you can call out a crowd of folks, especially in a situation place like Egypt right now, where it's already really volatile, and they've been in this momentum of protests and things now for over a year, and you know, you can get half a dozen or a dozen people going, you know, down with the U.S. They're blaspheming Allah, and people go, what? And all of a sudden, these people that were already out kind of wandering about are like, yeah, down with the U.S., and it just easily can multiply. And
I imagine there are as many ignorant people over there that follow the Muslim religion as there are ignorant Christians that are more than happy to rally a war flag and go out and attack things, because this is not a Muslim thing to do, and it is not it wouldn't be a Christian thing to do either, to go out and attack like this.
The entire Arab world now is behind the, not the protesters, but they're behind the idea that the United States needs to do something to constrain the quote-unquote free speech involved.
How can you make a statement like the entire Arab world is behind something?
Okay, so Iran and Iraq are both, Iran's not considered an Arab country.
Are you talking about the governments of those countries? Because to say that the entire country of America is behind something would be impossible. You can't say something like that, and it's true.
When I say a country, I think in terms of the government. I never consider the people to be the government.
So when you say the entire Arab world, you mean the governments of those countries?
Yes.
Because that's a whole different statement.
Yes. I am sorry. So
okay.
Yes. So I do think that this is a huge opportunity to divide Arab governments to the non-Arab governments, and then you have Netanyahu, who is now in the mix, insisting that the U.S. and other governments allow for them to take up issue with Iran, and I just think they're stirring the pot.
855-450-FREE. Mark, I'd love to hear your input on this as well. 1-855-450-3733. As I understand, you've been following this.
Yeah, well, I've got some understanding.
Coming up.
Sure.
This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Get on the phones.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life. a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Well, there is great power and authority in words. The kind of power that we have depends on the kind of words that we speak. The Bible actually says the power of life and death is in the tongue. Understanding the power of words will help us be more careful about what we say. If you want to keep the problems that you have, then just keep talking about them. But if you want to get rid of them, then talk about the answer as if you expect it to manifest at any moment. We can curse our future by speaking evil of it, or we can bless it by speaking well of it. I really want to encourage you to begin to say and speak things that you want to see happen. Stop just talking about the things that you really don't want in your life. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.ORG. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, you can bring up what you want here, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It is a place to go. You can enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. They are many, varied. We've got archives. You can click and download as many as you want, going all the way back to late 2006.
They're all free. Go to freetalklive.com. You find the last week's worth at the top of the page. And then on the left-hand side, click under click our SoundCloud link under Listen and Share, and you will then be taken back to years worth of the show. You can click on the Share button on any one of those shows that you would like to share on your Facebook page or Twitter or WordPress blog or wherever it is you spend time online. So go to freetalklive.com. Grab some archives. It's all free.
So there's a great Bitcoin website out there called blockchain.info. Blockchain.info, yes. Have you been using it, Ian?
I've been using that for a little while.
Okay. It's an online Bitcoin wallet, and they also have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones. Jailbreaking mean?
That's like rooting for the Android. That's correct. Where you break iPhone. The security on the phone, basically. It avoids your warranty, but allows you to install apps that have not been approved by Apple.
I see.
Apple has a very kind of centralized control set up for their apps, like whereas in the Android, anybody can publish whatever they want. Apple vets things before they...
Do you like that?
I don't like that, no.
Okay, you want to be able to choose yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it seems clear to me that you get more better apps if you've got the open market competing.
Competition, right.
I like Apple a lot less after this year, just all the stuff I've heard about
them. Suing Samsung, yeah. For yeah. instance, over
round
software.
Corners.
Yeah.
Round corners, is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks to fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info never has access to your bitcoins. In fact, they can't even know how much money you're sending or receiving.
Now, that I didn't know.
That's my understanding with the blockchain, so I'm told, and you only have the information you're told. With the blockchain wallet, you can even send bitcoins via email to your Facebook friends. Just on Facebook you can send them, or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. So they don't need to have a Bitcoin wallet for you to send them Bitcoins. You can send them to their cell phone, their email address, to their Facebook. Pretty much, there's a lot of people in the world that have one of those things. And you can send Bitcoins to those people now, and they can do it. You can do it all for free. You get your free Bitcoin wallet today at blockchain.info. It's blockchain.info.
I've got one, but I only have one Bitcoin in it because I know better than to put a bunch of Bitcoins on a online wallet. I know they're saying it's encrypted, but I just, I don't trust them. I don't trust the online wallet.
I'd send my money to something like that in order to,
And then move it out.
And then move it out. So, yeah. Send it, and then that'd be it.
Right. I'd use it like an online wallet should be used, which is as kind of an intermediary between that and something where funds are more permanently stored.
Yeah, so there's just been too many banks and exchanges that have gotten
Bitcoin
hexored.
Yeah. Yeah. So 855-450-FREE, we've been talking about the international scene where apparently protests have been going on in a couple different countries, Egypt and Libya, is that right?
Yes, as well as Yemen.
Let's go to the phone and see what you think about this situation. Mike is on the line in Indy. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian. I want to say that I think this thing stinks, this thing in Libya, and I'll tell you the thing that's the saddest of all is seeing the clips of the people holding the signs that say, please don't bomb us, we didn't do this, and I think that they know what's coming.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen people holding signs apologizing for what has happened. And
these are the people over in those countries who are not protesting.
Some, yeah, it's just
not attacking these compounds.
Yeah.
So clearly, not everybody agrees over there. And Michelle, you've made that clear that you didn't intend to say that previously. But yeah, people have different opinions, and I imagine it's the majority of people that don't agree with what these people are doing.
And how interesting that when free speech has been such an issue in the last year in particular, and I don't just think that that's amongst us activists and things like that, but in general, with the Occupy Wall Street and all those sorts of things, free speech has definitely been an issue. And now we have international governments calling for the restraint of speech. And isn't that convenient? For the purpose of diplomatic relations, we might need to curtail speech,
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, this, I think, I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard on another show that Libya has strategic significance because it's the only deep water port in North Africa. And I think this would have happened this summer if that Kony 2012 thing wouldn't have blown up in their faces. This has been planned. I mean, this is what's the word? Orchestrated. It's like it's by design. It was just a matter of time before the United States had to find an excuse. And I guess that you don't have to blow up a building and kill 3,000 people. You can do it with just killing 2 people and justify your excuse to come into a country. That's
well, they haven't gone in yet. They got warships off the coast, and you know who knows what's going to happen. But I mean,
that's definitely a threatening gesture.
I'll tell you, the best oil in the world is in Libya. Hmm. It's the lightest, sweetest crude there is, and you know, it really all those people living on top of our oil, they need to behave themselves.
Yeah, and this, and since you brought it up, Mark, this thing about peak oil is a fraud. Also, there's what's called abiotic oil. The Earth is creating oil every day, all the time. It's always been creating oil. People need to quit thinking that all the oil is in the Middle East. We don't need it. I've heard people talk about there's enough oil for 100,000 years right off the coast of our country.
Yes, but there's a problem with that, though, Mike, in that the United States brokered a deal back in the 70s when Kissinger arranged for Saudi Arabia to purchase the U.S. debt, and in exchange, they got a lot of gold, and they also got a promise that the U.S., for how I'm not sure the determined number of years, or if it's indefinite even, but that we would cap our oil reserves and that we would buy strictly through, like, OPEC and things like that. So, you know, so all the hullabaloo between the different candidates talking about, oh, we're going to open up Alaska and open up the reserve. No, they're
it's
under
BS.
Contract. Yeah, totally.
Well, that wow. Yeah, I guess that so they're just shoving that down on the corporations that are running business, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, as a company owner, I didn't sign that contract, so.
Right.
In theory, I should be able to go wherever I want to, but I guess all the regulations stop them from doing that. Mike, thanks for your thoughts. Appreciate the call tonight. Let's go to Benjamin listening in Northern California. You're on Free Talk Live. Benjamin.
Yeah, I wanted to discuss the current kerfuffle, as Michelle put it, happening in North Africa and the Arab world. I've been following this, actually, for a couple days, and one reason why this was released a couple months, that video that kind of sparked everybody's anger.
No, is the video the trailer? Is that what the...
Well,
offensive?
Supposedly it's a trailer. I think it's just the video. Because if you've seen it, and it's hard to find now because it's being taken down everywhere, it's just crap. It's just really poorly made.
It says here in this article at the Washington Post that some are doubting whether a film actually exists, that no one has been able to obtain a copy of it thus far.
Yeah,
and that the actress involved said that she performed in this film and she had no idea that it was about Muhammad.
Yeah, if you watch it, it looks like really bad, really cheesy, just like on a green screen, really horrible.
Stand by, Benjamin. I know you probably had more, so hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Benjamin says he's been following this closely for a couple days. We'll see what else he has, what other insights he has to share. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are on the site. We give them away to you. In fact, you can go to the bulletin board system and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And 1-855-450-3733. We'll continue discussions of what's going on over in Libya and Egypt, where there are protests apparently that are taking place or were taking place. Are they around the clock? I don't know this detail yet, so we'll learn more. 855-450-FREE for your thoughts.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com, and you can sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, so let's go back to Benjamin, listening in Northern California. You said you've been following the situation over there pretty closely in Egypt and Libya. And what was the third country, Michelle?
Yemen.
So what are your thoughts, observations? Go ahead.
Okay, so one of the questions is, why did this video came out several months ago? Why is it sparking trouble now?
On September 11th,
well,
right?
Right. Well, what happened was this video came out. Apparently it was made by a Coptic Christian who...
Christian?
He's a Jew.
That was the first reports, but apparently it's the guy. He likes to change his identity quite a bit.
What is a Coptic Christian?
Coptic is the Christian religion in Egypt.
Right.
You know, like Methodist or whatever,
okay.
They're Coptic.
Like heretic.
All right.
So, you know, a lot of these details or a lot of the things that have come out so far, I'm sure they'll change as more details come out. But the latest is that I'm aware of is that he's a Coptic Christian. He's kind of a huckster. He changes identity a lot. Anyways, he funded making this film that's really poorly
done. He didn't
spend
much on it.
Yeah. No, not. It sure didn't look like it. But if you watch it, you can totally tell when the actors are still moving their lips, but it's not their voice anymore. So it's like they were dubbed on in certain portions when it, you know, says Muhammad. So the actors being unaware of it is completely plausible. But
a woman who played a small part in the film, according to the Washington Post, told Gawker she plans to sue the film's director for allegedly redubbing the movie, which she says was originally called Desert Warriors, to include insults about the Prophet Muhammad. And she goes on to say that it was going to be a film based on how things were 2,000 years ago. It wasn't based on anything to do with religion. It was just on how things were run in Egypt. There wasn't anything about Muhammad or Muslims or anything, she claims.
That would seem about right based on what I saw. So what happened is it was causing a little bit of kerfuffle, and then someone decided to translate it into Arabic, and then some imam started talking up about it, and so it started spreading around there in its translated version. I think in Egypt is where it started, and that's when things really went haywire.
Oh boy.
Because now all of a sudden people were seeing it and being told to watch it, and it was translated into their native tongue. Because obviously, if people are insulting Muhammad in English, it's a little harder to take the insults, I guess.
And protesters have aired their anti-American anger in Egypt, Yemen, Tunisia, Morocco, Sudan, Iran, Iraq, Israel, and the Palestinian territories.
Wow.
Formally. Yes. So, you know, if you, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but just for a second to go back to Libya, you know, once Gaddafi was taken out, we just kind of let that go, and you know, we didn't have to put in a new regime, have a regime change. They just kind of went to the back burner and, you know, slid by. Oh, but now it's all resurged to where the attack has raised questions about the future U.S. diplomatic presence in Libya between Washington and Tripoli and the unstable security situation after Gaddafi's overthrow. So now we get to revisit, you know, Libya as a potential place where, you know, the U.S. really needs to get involved because obviously we've got some out-of-hand protesters.
Al-Qaeda took over.
Well, yeah. Talk about coincidences.
Right.
the reason we're going back into Libya, or, you know, sending Marines there now, is because a U.S. ambassador and three people who were with him out of the State Department were killed. But why I say coincidental was it at first people thought it was just protesters getting out of hand deciding to go and attack you know, our local office there and killing the ambassador, but now it appears to have been a planned attack that was planned for like September 11th. And
by whom?
The cover of the protest.
By whom? Planned by whom?
Planned by, you know, some fringe element of, you know, Al-Qaeda or whoever. There's lots of little groups that hate America.
Sure.
I don't know which one of y'all told me, but apparently the executive guy, this ambassador, was not murdered outright. He died of smoke inhalation.
Correct. So it's not like his throat was slit or he was, you know, thrown from a bridge.
So maybe he was
fire.
Maybe they, I don't know, what did they have, some Molotov cocktails or something?
Compound with machine guns and RPGs.
Okay.
So
it kind of feels like killed. You know what I mean?
I see.
Yeah, you light a house on fire that someone's in, and they die of smoke inhalation. I'm going to go ahead and say they were killed.
Fair enough.
Murdered, certainly.
Sure. But as far as the free speech stuff that Michelle was talking about, you are getting people like Karzai out of Afghanistan saying that they shut down YouTube, and I can't remember the other country, but they're like locking down their internet so that their people don't see the video.
I hear Google's done the same thing, though. They've limited the availability of this
in those countries.
In those countries,
but these other countries are just taking down YouTube completely.
Wow.
Not just the video; they're just not even a chance. People seeing it, and that seems more than a little overboard. But it gets into I don't know what our country is going to do about it. I mean, any cure is way worse than the disease as it were. Right? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I get everybody's, the concerns about that they might do something, but what are they going to do? I mean, they can't. The free speech cat is kind of out of the bag. It's pretty difficult to put that one back in. There are plenty of, legal organizations that are going to stand up and they're going to challenge any kind of law that comes about. And of course, it's odds are good this law is not going to come about tomorrow unless they had it pre-written.
Right. But now instead, what we have are the talking heads arguing over whether or not the U.S. should apologize for this person's behavior. And Romney comes out and makes an accusation against Obama. And
Obama would apologize and bow to these people.
Yeah, and so now there's, there's a argument going on between them as far as which one of them has the bigger set of steel balls, mm-hmm.
Benjamin, other observations you want to share?
No, I think those are the important ones. The reason it came up is because someone just translated it and kind of put it out there.
That makes sense. I appreciate your call tonight, and thank you, sir, for making it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. According to a CNN blog update here, there's been a statement released on behalf of the 80 cast and crew members in Innocence
80?
Of Muslims, a film that reportedly prompted, they say here that in their release that the entire cast and crew are extremely upset and feel taken advantage of by the producer. We're not 100% by this film, and we're grossly misled about its intent and purpose. We're shocked by the drastic rewrites of the script and lies that were told to all involved. We are deeply saddened by the tragedies that have occurred. So if you believe those folks,
I do,
then what they're suggesting is they got punked by this guy. Like, he had a script. He put it out there to these actors. He had shot them doing this particular script and then recut it in a way that was not intended and dubbed over audio that they did not say originally.
Yeah, it's obvious they were taken advantage of, but I really think that it's going too far to call them actors.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. There could be an alternate conspiracy theory that the producer himself is behind the protests in order to gin up
a political, not a religious
controversy
statement
for his movie. And I'm sure he's getting way more views on YouTube now. Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp edge blade. Toughest Nails, New World.
A new world where we are. Love the whole and all the sea, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams.
Thunder on the air when it's raining.
Rock Dog Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com.
I'm going back in time.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll-free. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. There are a bunch of them. They're free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then you'll be able to enter Amazon through that link. There are different links to different Amazons for different countries there, and you click on the right Amazon for you and then just get your shopping done as you normally would. And whatever it is you're going to get, you know, Amazon, they've got dozens of categories and a whole bunch of items. Free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their inventory that's brand new. But they also sell used items, so you can get that through Amazon as well. Go to shop.freetalklive.com.
Now, if I buy something through them, do you see what it is that I buy?
Not in that I can see who you were. I can see, if I want, I can go and look at who's... I can go and look at the total items that are being purchased as far as I can see individually what items are being purchased, but I can't see who's buying them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I made some purchases and I was too embarrassed to do it through that.
Oh, really?
I
wouldn't have any idea what who you were. And actually, I haven't even looked at that information in a while. It was interesting in the beginning, but there's such a variety.
This would have been very interesting.
There's a bunch of stuff that people buy on there. I mean, everything from camping supplies to books.
Giant
and
purple ding dongs.
I don't know if they sell sex toys. I think that's one of the things that Amazon doesn't sell.
They did.
You should check on that. Maybe they do. They sell a lot of stuff there. But anyway, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com. Yeah, let me know, Mark. I'm curious about that now. 855-450-FREE.
My life should be so exciting that I know whether or not Amazon sells sex toys.
So the topic of discussion thus far has been the innocence of Muslims and whether or not
this film appears
to be an awful, awful film. At least, you know, judging by the trailers, people are saying on news reports.
Giant purple ding-dongs brings up giant purple ding-dongs.
They do have them at Amazon, is what you're saying.
Indeed.
Amazing.
I am confident in saying so.
Amazon has lace body stockings
and all kinds of
stuff. Cool. All right. So, whatever you're going to buy, do it through shop.freetalklive.com. We want to know who you are. Your privacy is protected. This trailer, and apparently there are several of them, if you search for Innocence of Muslims on YouTube, there are a number of parts to this trailer, which is very strange. Like, the first part is only about a minute and a half long, and then there are several other parts, at least seven that I can see, that are, again, only about a minute or two long. So this is a fairly long trailer, and we checked it out during one of the breaks. The audio is terrible. So I'm glad I was actually considering just bringing it up on the air and playing it, but I'm glad I checked it beforehand because we could not hear it at all on your laptop, Mark. And, you know, laptop speakers aren't the best in the world.
No, they aren't.
But I played it back on my studio computer here, and the levels are very, very poor. So, you know, this producer, not very good at producing content that people want to watch. The acting is terrible. The audio is awful. So with that in mind, that's what we're dealing with here. You can go and see it on your own as far as how bad this is. The actors are saying they did not consent to this. I mean, that this was not the intention of the film they believed that they were making. But really, the ultimate question is this really what was behind the attacks on these embassies? And Michelle, you suggested that it was not this, in fact, that it could have been something else.
I think it's just utter crap. I mean, I don't imagine that there's some, you know, wizard behind everything that is orchestrating, you know, things. But I definitely do believe in what many people would call conspiracies. And, you know, we find out later that they're not conspiracies, you know. And I think it's so easy to get, you know, five or six people in a crowd to start chanting something and to incite an already incitable...
A mob scene.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it would be difficult in too many Arab countries around the world to get some people upset with the United States. I don't know the answer to this. We just read on air a couple of days ago a real live, honest-to-goodness conspiracy that occurred in, like, 1942 in Poland with a massacre that was done by the Russians, not by the Germans, and so therefore it was hushed up. It was clear that the FDR administration hushed it up and that this could have been a big deal. I mean, it's a big deal that allies at that point were massacring innocent people, people in the woods in Poland. And I'm not going to say that conspiracy theories aren't, this doesn't happen. These people are paranoid wackaloons.
Yeah.
I mean, there certainly are paranoid wackaloons out there when it comes to conspiracy theories. But history tends to bear out some of these theories, at some point. And so I don't know what happened. I wouldn't claim to know what happened. I generally take these news stories one at a time as they're given to me by the news agencies. And usually I'm shocked enough by what the government's doing just by the news stories as they're presented.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. The producer of the film is apparently frightened for his life, according to government police who have been sent to his home in California. His name is allegedly Nakula Basely Nakula. Sheriff's deputies were sent to his home to protect him and his family. According to the sheriff, they were at his home overnight on Thursday but have now left, as media reports identifying him as the man behind Innocence of Muslims and listing his address have circulated. So good job protecting him there.
Get out of there.
Now, something also that I always think, follow the money, you know. And
following the money is often
exactly
a good system.
Yeah, so the U.S. is
That's why I think it's the producer who's behind all this.
Okay, well, that is, yeah.
I don't know if I'm serious about that, but it's possible, right?
It's just the irony that it's Yemen and Libya and Egypt. The United States has given the United States government, basically, y'all, you hardworking people out there, have given $2 billion a year to Egypt since 1979. They're second only to what the United States gives to Israel. You know, and so that's a problem. We need to justify
ally. Right. By that I mean the ally of the people in the government, not my ally.
In 2010, $1.3 billion went to strengthen Egyptian forces versus $250 million to economic aid. So money's not going to help those people,
anywhere to help those people. The government always takes a big, healthy chop off of it, and then it may give the slop to the pigs.
Right.
That's
so
how they
now,
feel.
As people are feeling the tightening in their own belts with their wallets and their dollars going not as far and what have you in the United States, people are starting to look around saying, why are we giving money to Egypt? Why are we giving money to Israel? Yeah. Why are we doing this? Well, I'll tell you why. We got protesters, and they're burning down the embassy. We need to keep that money going over there so we can keep their military, you know, restraining these protesters who are going to do what? They're going to burn the flag?
Right. Well, I'll tell you.
That's what they did. They burned the flag.
Right. Well, you know, the worst thing that, for one, if you were an Egyptian citizen, you have every right to be upset with the United States government. The United States government has been, funneling money into the dictator that was there.
Everyone in the world has a right to be
pretty
upset
close.
With the U.S. government.
There's probably somebody living in some grass hut somewhere that hasn't been bothered too much. But, right. You know, the
just as somebody
dictators
who cares
the military,
about other human beings, if the person in the grass hut cares about other human beings and
a grass hut without a radio.
I see.
They funneled money into their military, and of course militaries aren't necessarily there to keep you free. In a lot of countries, I don't know which ones, but in a lot of countries, militaries are used to put down protests.
Well, just like the police in this case with this producer on the video, they're not there to keep you safe. Would they stop by for a night? Boy, thanks for that. You think they're going to keep you safe? You call them up, tell them you're scared for your life. They show up, hang around for a little while, and then they take off. I mean, that's not protection.
Now, it's inappropriate that they might target American citizens because they're upset with the American government, but you'll pardon them if you are a person who, you know, thinks that all Egyptians think the same way because their government thinks a certain way. That perhaps the Saudi Arabians like us because the House of Saud likes the United States government. I mean, there's a big difference between
that's
the House
of Saud.
That's like
saying that everyone in America is behind the president or behind Congress, and it's nonsense.
Ludicrous.
Look at the polls. And most of the people, even people like Osama bin Laden know that the American people, or knew, if he's dead,
right.
Even he knew that the American people were not the ones who were doing the aggression, that it was the government. He said things like that. So I'm sure that's not an uncommon view over there.
And he bombed a nearly empty building. I realize 2,000 people were killed, and that's tragic and everything. But
are you talking about 3,000. The World Trade Center?
Yeah.
I call that nearly empty. I think that's kind of insulting.
It could have been the World Series or something where there were 60,000 people killed.
These are people's lives. I don't think
I'm not discrediting their lives.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. I don't see 60,000 as more tragic than 3,000 personally. We're coming up. It's all tragic. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.